9 organizations supporting seniors in Cape Breton have received funding from the federal government to help their programs. An announcement was made in the Polish Village Hall in Sydney yesterday by Sydney Glace Bay MP Mike Kellaway, who announced more than $168,000 in funding through the New Horizons for Seniors program for organizations in his riding. A release from the federal government says funding will support projects that help seniors remain active, connected, informed, and engaged in their communities while promoting inclusion, health, and well-being. Speaking before a crowd made up of the groups who will be receiving the fund, Kellaway spoke more about the purpose of the New Horizons for Seniors program.
It's to assist our community. It's to assist seniors, whether that be in terms of food security, providing hot meals, whether it is providing programming, whether it be music or whatnot, recreation. It is really a whole host of things that New Horizons is designed to do. In essence, it's designed to help your community by working under the lens and through the lens of seniors. And I can't think of a better demographic to do that. Why? Because I look around here today, and I was talking about my mom, and I always use her as an example because I realized at a certain age that, you know, our community is built on the shoulder of giants. And those giants are seniors that spent their entire life here, worked here, committed their time to their raising a family here, committed their time to working in our community. And it's important that we not forget that, but it's also important that we reinvest in seniors. So we know that things are tough right now. Affordability, key issue. And it's not an urban, rural, coast to coast, it's a Canadian challenge and it's a Canadian issue that is impacted by, for the large part, outside forces. But we, as Canadians, as Cape Bretoners, always rise to the occasion.
Organizations receiving funding are the Salvation Army Sydney Community Church, which will receive $25,000 for the Graceful Living Project, which will offer monthly wellness dinners along with weekly digital literacy and fitness sessions for seniors. The Number 11 Volunteer Society will receive $8,386 for the Wellness Connection and Intergenerational Bonds Program, supporting gardening programs, summer exercise activities, and neighborhood outreach events. The Reserve Mines Seniors and Pensioners will receive $25,000 for Bread and Bounty, which will engage seniors in meal delivery workshops and community activities promoting food security and healthy aging. The Glace Bay United Church will receive $25,000 for seniors helping seniors, providing weekly meals to seniors, families, and newcomers, while fostering social connection and reducing isolation. The Every Women's Center Association will receive $20,860 for menopause support and mentorship for seniors, offering fitness classes and women's health sessions focused on peer support and wellness. The Cape Breton Songbirds Chorus will receive $14,035 to support senior-led musical performances through the purchase of risers, costumes, microphones, and music materials. St. Michael's Polish Benefit Society will receive $10,650 to create a costume display room, supporting cultural activities, storytelling sessions, and seniors programming at the Polish Village Hall. The Sport and Social Club of the CBRM will receive $19,420 for age and ability inclusive sport, promoting accessible recreational activities that support physical and mental well-being. And Cape Breton Regional Library will receive $20,068 for Be Robust at 55+, which will provide wellness workshops, storytelling programs, games, and interactive activities for seniors. Melvin Bryden is the president of the Reserve Mine Seniors and Pensioners Organization and spoke about the work they do and the importance of the funding.
Over the past number of years, we've started a program where we start feeding people. And in October, we hit a big milestone. We served 500,000 meals, 500,000 meals. And we continue to do what we can. We do monthly meals for them at the present time. We do lunch and learns. We do hot breakfast program. And without this support, of course, none of this would be possible. But we also find that each and every day that it's getting tougher and tougher. For example, this year we only got the federal funding. We didn't get any provincial funding or United Way funding, which we've always got in the past. More and more people are feeling the pinch. Not only seniors and children, but middle-aged people are feeling the pinch. They're living from paycheck to paycheck. So this is important. And in a lot of cases, many of the seniors that are enjoying this program, it might be their only meal of the day.
He says they help 1,200 people a month, many of whom are low income and or living alone. Program coordinator for the Cape Breton Regional Library, Tara McNeil, discussed how the funding will help them expand programming for seniors.
We were thrilled to get the New Horizons for Seniors grant. We do a lot of programs for all ages. But of course, yeah, it's great to get a boost to what you're doing and maybe be able to offer more. So starting this fall, I feel we have a plan to kind of do more programs for seniors in a few branches. So not just in Sydney. I feel we might take this on the road and kind of do programs in Bedeque, Sydney, Glace Bay. We have 11 branches, so it's just trying to figure out where we would go and kind of spread it around. And I feel like the start for our programs might be meet and greets with seniors, so just have a really nice social and get some ideas on what they would want. And also hire someone who kind of can coordinate the events that are happening. And once they get booked in one branch, maybe take them to the next branch and just kind of continue until the fund is finished. I do feel like over the last number of years, really making opportunities to connect people and give them a chance to come out and meet and talk. It can be as simple as just coming to meet other people. It almost doesn't even need to have the bigger component of a class or something, but even just getting out and a reason to come and kind of just to chat and be with other people, yeah, that's a big reason to offer programs.
Kellaway spoke more about what the funding means to seniors living in his riding.
For me, it's gratitude. We have groups throughout the CBRM that are working on behalf of seniors on a daily basis. Whether it be food security, recreation, whether it be fitness, it runs the gamut. But they need investment. They need investment in programming. They need investment to support people. So to me, it's gratitude, and to be able to work with these groups to deliver for seniors groups in the CBRM means a lot to me, but I know it means more to those that use the service. So, you know, this particular fund, the New Horizons, it'll receive an increase in the next allotment of money, so up to $50,000. So I'm looking to see the same groups apply, but also other groups out there that service seniors in a variety of ways, see what we can do for them. You can't, unfortunately, help everyone, and I want to help everyone. We all do. But when you see groups like from Sydney to Glace Bay to Berdour to New Waterford and the work they're doing, I think of the groups in the north side, we need to do more to help those groups. A fund like this enables us to, but we need to do more. And that's why I'm glad to see the increase in funding for New Horizons in the spring economic statement. And that's going to help people. Ultimately, it's how do we help people?
Another round of funding will be coming up in the next few months. The feds say since its inception in 2004, the New Horizons for Seniors program has funded over 45,000 projects in communities across Canada. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.